With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. The Kalamazoo County Parks Department saw several projects advance in the last year. Among other things, the county extended the Kalamazoo River Valley Trail east to Galesburg. It also added a path that connects the KRVT to Western Michigan University and Kalamazoo College. The department recently held meetings where it sought public input on its plans. Parks Director Dave Rakowitz says people shared opinions on a variety of issues, but continuing to expand the KRVT was their number one priority.
We have 22 miles complete, and people want to see that last 8 miles to connect to Battle Creek. And then we also have a number of people that are interested in connecting some of the neighborhoods or some of the places or destinations in Kalamazoo to our trail system. And also looking at how we can connect, you know, Portage and some of the other trails in the county and region.
There's been a proposed connection between the two sides of the KRVT that would run through downtown. That has been running into the various issues you come to when you try to go through downtown, everything from parking to, I don't know what the other ones are besides parking, but it seems like there's a number of ones there. So what's up with that proposed connection?
Yeah, obviously when you're going through downtown Kalamazoo, there's a lot of hurdles and considerations. We have about an 0.8-mile gap to connect from Westnage over by McKenzie's Bakery on Willard. And we've been working on various solutions. Right now we have a signed route for pedestrians and for bikes along that section, and it's just not great for users. And we'd love to have a dedicated trail system through Kalamazoo. So we've been working very closely with the Parks Foundation, the City of Kalamazoo, and we're looking forward to sort of taking a fresh look at it here in the near future with a design charrette with the City of Kalamazoo to say, hey, let's get all the issues and try and find the most practical, usable solution through the City of Kalamazoo.
There's been some talk about what's going to happen with Allied Paper. Do I understand correctly that that's the point where a trail connection would be put in if the Kalamazoo trail system were to connect to the Portage trail system?
Yeah, that's correct. And again, the city's taking the lead on the design work for that section of trail. But again, there's just under 5 miles to connect the City of Portage and their trail system to downtown Kalamazoo and then ultimately our trail system. And I'm sure many of your listeners saw in the paper a few weeks ago that the City of Kalamazoo did get a $300,000 grant to build a small piece of trail through Upjohn Park. But it's a great start to seeing trail on the ground and start working towards that goal of connecting Portage to Kalamazoo.
What are the specific conservation issues and preservation issues that people brought up?
I think the two biggest were invasive species and then also looking at native species or encouraging native species, and also using that as an educational opportunity for people who use our park system.
What are the biggest invasive species of concern around here?
Unfortunately for us, the worst last few years has been the emerald ash borer. I mean, we've seen Scotts Mill Park in particular. We're probably over 1,000 trees that have been lost at that park from that beetle. So that one we've seen, it's just very visible, the damage that it's done in our park system. But, you know, from our aquatic systems all the way into, you know, the forest that we have at the county park system, there's a number of things we're concerned about.
Are there any big projects lurking in the wings you're thinking about rolling out the next few years?
I think Colebrook Park will be a focus for us in the next 5 years, and then Scotts Mill continues to be a focus as well. So I think those two properties will probably be up for some renovation or improvements or new facilities at those two parks.
Is there anything you'd like to add that I haven't covered?
Well, I think the other issue that was identified that, you know, we're going to at least explore is, you know, the need for county parks or park facilities in areas that are underserved. And, you know, we're primarily looking at the western half of Kalamazoo County. So that's something that we're going to at least through the planning process continue to work on and look at, you know, is there a need there? And is that something the county parks should look to do?
Dave Rakowitz, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
That was Kalamazoo County Parks Director Dave Rakowitz. The Parks Department has been seeking public input on its projects. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.